We're just reading the gospel today for sake of time for the baptisms. Normally we have the Old Testament Psalm and second reading as well. They're in the bulletin if you'd like to read those later. The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be the children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified Lord and Savior. Amen. By the way, I was told that you all don't have an insert for the baptism. That's okay. Kim and Dave were kind enough to put the page in the bulletin. It's listed in the bulletin where you can find it in the red hymnal to follow along. So thank you for letting me know that. Let us pray. Good and gracious Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, as we go about our day today, this week, and always. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Wow, talk about a tough text. Love your enemy. Saying goes, violence begets violence begets violence. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stated it this way: "The ultimate weakness of violence is that it is a descending spiral. Returning violence with violence only multiplies violence, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars." We know this to be true from the schoolyard fights that escalate from words egging a child on to the first punch thrown, to the subsequent retaliation by the initiator, causing the child who threw the first punch to need medical care due to the previous concussion he had. Sound familiar? What are we to do then? Be a doormat? Allow evil and abuse to run rampant? By no means. If taking this passage in Luke literally, we could easily allow evil and abuse to hold power over us. That was not the intent of this passage, which is also found in the Gospel of Matthew with a few altered details. The intent of this passage is for Jesus' followers to have a new moral code that gives them power over evil and abuse in a nonviolent way of resistance that sheds light on injustice in a system of honor and shame in his day. Rather than taking this passage literally, we look at the historical, cultural, and social context in use of literary style that the author uses to communicate, so that we have a new lens through which to view, digest, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, apply this text to our modern day lives. Love your enemies. That's really hard. Sometimes we have to give our enemies to God and let God love them when we can't. Yet that doesn't seem enough. Sometimes I have to pray to ask God to change the heart of my enemy, so he or she will no longer hurt me or anyone else. I would rather not love my enemy, to tell you the truth. If someone hurts us, we want to retaliate. Think of the schoolyard fight picture. Think of the outcome there. In today's text, Jesus is offering a way to rise above the hurt of our enemy by empowering us to agape. Agape is a Greek word translated as love in English. It's the type of love that Jesus is suggesting for your enemy, but it's not the love we know as romantic or friendship love or kinship love. It's not even necessarily liking the person. It's the Greek agape, meaning wholehearted, unreserved, unconditional desire for the well-being of the other. Nothing is held back. There is no hesitation, no calculation of costs and benefits, no expectation of receiving anything in return, no payoffs. There's only total desiring of the well-being of the other for their own good. Oddly, this might also mean you might not like the other. You might oppose some of their behaviors. You might speak against some of what they stand for. But if you agape your enemies, the ways you express your dislike and opposition will always also express your total desiring of their well-being. Rather than your response to your enemy being a descending spiral, it becomes a spiral staircase out of the dungeon of darkness, which the Holy Spirit pulls you up and out of every time you turn to your enemy with God's help, praying for them, and turn your enemy over to God, and letting go and letting God. You are resisting evil nonviolently, and you are trusting that God is more powerful than anything that they have done or can do to you. Sometimes it's needed as a daily prayer, sometimes a prayer every second. Sometimes it's only an occasional prayer. Sometimes, as St. Paul tells us and the Romans, that the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. Sometimes misinterpretation of today's gospel can cause people to feel that they cannot defend themselves or they won't be Christian. This can lead people to turn the proverbial other cheek to evil and allow it to go unchecked. This misinterpretation can be dangerous to those living in abusive relationships. Jesus is using this Aramaic hyperbole or exaggeration to teach nonviolent form of resistance to evil to a group of people, the Jewish people who were oppressed in those days. And they had occupying forces that would abuse their power. And the powerful few would abuse them. In one of the sayings, in a master and servant relationship in Jesus' day, a master could become abusive and use physical violence to dominate a servant and get him back in line. And rather than empowering the master to strike the servant, Jesus is instead empowering the servant to turn the other cheek to disempower the master. In this case, a master would use the back of his right hand with all force to slap the right cheek of his servant. But when the servant turned the left cheek to the master, it was a whole lot harder to use power and force to hit him. It's a nonviolent form of resistance. Jesus cares about how we are treated and how we treat others. And Jesus encourages us and empowers us to stand up against injustice and evil. And he tells us that we are not alone, that God will help us. Jesus neither condones abuse nor violence, but teaches a way of justice and peace that includes the peaceful, nonviolent resistance to evil, and calls his followers to follow him in his willingness to take up the cross to oppose injustice and violence nonviolently, doing good to those who hate you, praying for those who abuse you, while getting out of the situation with the help from others, and lending to people without expecting anything in return. It is a way of life that requires us to stay in relationship with Jesus. For all of us fail every day. Thanks be to God, this law is fulfilled by Jesus when he took on the cross for the forgiveness of our sin for the sake of the world. We all find ourselves falling short of the glory of God, and yet he never gives up on us. And is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Thanks be to God. So people who are in abusive relationships would be desiring the well-being of their enemy, the one who is abusing them, if rather than literally turning the other cheek, they agape'd their enemy. They got out and got help. Now, it can be very dangerous to do so, so don't do it alone. There are a lot of resources for people that are in abusive situations. Come talk to me or a trusted adult, a counselor, someone who works for the safety in community, our police officers, social workers. Seek shelter and support for yourself and those in your care. You don't deserve abuse, and God loves you and desires your well-being and the well-being of your enemy. An abuser needs help and can only get it if he or she is exposed and held accountable for their actions. Continuing to take the abuse empowers evil and not the well-being of all. God is with and for you, and the church is here to support you. Speaking of which, as followers of Jesus, we are called to take up our cross to resist evil and injustice in nonviolent ways, for the well-being of the enemy and those that are abused. We are called to agape love, not necessarily like or be a doormat for to violent and unjust ways. And often we fail to do so. Often we don't know what we could have done. Often we are fearful or reacted with our animal brain. Thanks be to God, when we confess our sin, we can remember that we are claimed in baptism as God's beloved forgiven child. Washed clean of our sin and raised to new life with Jesus, where we are called out of darkness into light, a light where we can trust in God and his grace in new beginnings, turn to God in prayer, speak with others about the situation, seek resources, and see how God is calling us as a church to help those living in difficult, violent, and unjust situations. In our baptism, we are all called to vocation, to love our neighbor as ourself, to love God with our whole heart, mind, and soul, and through God's grace, work for justice and peace in the world. How might God be calling you to do that? God loves you, is with you, and empowers you. You are not alone. Come talk to me or others. And let's see how we can help those in need. Amen.